Good morning and welcome to the morning call here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Vronick with you. Joining me this morning is Corey King with the National Weather Service. Corey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Corey, obviously, a lot of people, as they look outside this morning, notice that we did get some significant snowfall overnight, but just wanted to talk a little bit about this winter storm. Corey, tell us a little bit about some of the, some of the basics of the storm right now, some of the hazards that are going along with this storm.
Well, obviously, we've got the snow that's already fallen out there as people are, you know, getting out there and preparing to drive here this morning. So obviously you're going to want to be prepared for, you know, winter driving conditions as you head on out there this morning. But as we kind of go on through the day, one thing that we're going to be, you know, becoming more concerned about, you know, initially here this morning, the winds aren't going to be too strong. But as we start heading into the afternoon especially, we're going to see those northerly winds start picking up. And I think that could create a few blowing and drifting problems out there as well. So that's one of the things that I think people want to kind of be aware of is that even though we're kind of, you know, not real strong on the winds this morning, as the day kind of progresses, we will see those increase.
Mm-hmm. And just talk a little about the winds and when that starts to blow snow around, that the hazards that goes along with driving.
Obviously, you can have restricted visibilities associated with the blowing snow that could be going on out there. Also, it can tend to, you know, start covering, you know, roads back up that might have already been plowed. You know, so if you've driven across one area and the winds start picking up and they were cleared earlier, you know, in the day, they might, you know, actually be able to pull, you know, get some more snow onto them as the day kind of progresses. Another concern that we're going to have as we start, you know, kind of heading on through the day is I think as people wake up in the morning, you know, temperatures are going to be, you know, in the teens there, and then as you kind of go into the afternoon, they're not going to really change all that much. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're going to see temperatures rise hardly at all through the day. And then as those winds pick up, we're going to start seeing the wind chill values start dropping as well. So we definitely want to make sure people are, you know, prepared for that too as they head on out. They want to make sure that they've got themselves, you know, the things to cover them up with. You know, you want to have the scarves and the gloves and the boots on and those kind of things as they head on out.
What are the most dangerous aspects of the wind chill, of that sub-zero temperature mark?
Obviously, you know, if you were to ever, you know, get exposed skin, you know, to the combination of the wind and the cold, that's where the wind chill comes into play. Definitely you want to make sure that you cover yourself up the best that you can, especially as those winds start to increase during the afternoon. Something to also be aware of is as people start heading out into the day, you know, on Tuesday, temperatures are really going to be cold starting out. We're looking for lows right now around -2, -3 degrees, something like that, as people wake up on Tuesday morning. And that combined with the wind that we're going to have going on out there is going to create wind chill values that are going to be in the 15 to perhaps 25 below range, something along those lines. So it's even going to be colder as people start heading out for Tuesday. Winds will start to diminish to some degree as we start heading in towards Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But with that being said, temperatures are going to be much colder. So right now we're looking for lows as people wake up on Wednesday morning, late Tuesday night, of right around 10 below across the Tri-Cities here. And again, if you kind of combine that with the wind that we're expecting, even though it's going to be a little bit weaker with those colder temperatures, we're going to see wind chill values dropping down to maybe as low as 30 below zero in some spots. So it's going to be bitterly cold even after the snow, you know, ends and then we get the cold air really coming in back behind it.
And Corey, we kind of see this every year as we have our first really big winter storm this year. A lot of concern is the driving, you know, practicing safe driving habits during this winter storm. I guess what tips would you have to motorists that are going out and getting out early this morning?
I think the thing that most people are going to want to do is just give themselves, you know, time to get to where they need to get to. Obviously, when you're driving on snow and poor road conditions, you want to give yourself some extra time to get to where you got to get to. That way you don't have to hurry yourself out there. When you're stopping, you want to give yourself some extra distance between you and the cars that are, you know, in front of you. So that way if you do have any issues, you know, stopping and you do slide a little bit, you've got that extra room out there. So again, just kind of slow yourself down and give yourself some extra distance between you and the other vehicles that are out there. And I think that's going to really help people out when they're trying to get to where they need to get to.
Okay, Corey, well, before we let you go on the morning call, as we sort of kind of gaze into our crystal ball a little bit, if you will, are we seeing in the future any more snowfall here this week that might pile up on top of already what we've accumulated?
Well, right now we pretty much are running with a dry forecast for mainly the rest of this week here. So once we get this system on out of here, it looks like mainly dry weather should prevail the rest of the week here. But again, I do want to emphasize the fact that we're going to have those really cold temperatures back behind us once the snow does end. So that's something people want to be prepared for. But that being said, we should start seeing some increase in temperatures as we go towards the later part of the week. By Thursday, again, we're looking for highs starting to approach around 20, and then as we head towards Friday, we might be able to even see things get into the lower to maybe mid-20s.
Okay, well, once again, Corey King with the National Weather Service here in Hastings. Corey, always appreciate the time and always appreciate the help that you guys are during any kind of severe weather activity, whether that be winter or the summer. You guys are always there to help us out here on the morning call, so really appreciate that. And once again, thank you so much for joining us on the morning call.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.